Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
One of my favorite songs from the Atlanta Rhythm Section, ARS. Classic Southern Boogie. 17 till the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you'll check it out. Use it to your advantage. We built it for you. Check out my blog while you're there. We update that every week, several times a week. My newsletter is there. You can subscribe to it. You can see a sample, what you're going to be getting. We're going to send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. And we haven't missed an edition since 1999. And, of course, my knowledge base, AskJim.biz, is there. Archives, articles, Brain Trust members, thousands of all of those. If you got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes, we got something that will help you regardless of the challenge or opportunity that's in front of you. We've been through it all. I've not too many things I haven't seen, and I've covered everything that I have seen or know about with other experts on this show, and like our good friend Rob Levin. Robert Levin is the publisher of the New York Enterprise Report. Rob, one of the things that's been interesting about the marketplace that I've observed, and this is classic for a tough economy, is the level of consolidation that's happening across the marketplace. I mean, what was it? Merck just bought. What was it? Merck or no? Roche. Who? What were the two drug companies?
Merck bought somebody. I forgot which
one. They bought one of the European companies, and they're talking about GM buying Chrysler, and Chrysler and Fiat are talking about are working together. And you know, you got mergers and people are splitting up. Consolidation happening lots of different ways. And these things are happening for a couple of reasons. They're happening because they need efficiencies, they need new sources of capital, and because when things get tough, people start looking at what's really important and what's important going forward, and they start coming up with new structures. And you've been working on some of that yourself, haven't you?
Well, yeah, as you probably saw the press release, we closed our first round of financing. I went at it alone for 6 years, and now I felt it was the time. Well, I can't say now. I'll explain that in a second. But now I felt it was the time to get some additional capital to allow us to hit our potential and grow our business even further. So well, I say the word now because the lead investor is somebody that your audience probably has at least heard of. It's Norm Brodsky, who's a legendary entrepreneur.
Norm's been on the show several times before.
Sure. So everybody knows Norm. Certainly, if you read Inc. magazine, he's a legendary investor. He writes a very popular column, probably the most popular column for Inc. magazine.
Right.
And his partner Sam were the lead investors. There's another number of other New York business owners that also invested. And I went to Norm about maybe a little bit more than a year ago, and I said, you know, I think it's time for me to raise some capital. And he kind of said, well, you know, what have you been waiting for? You should have done this a while ago. So to make a long story short, what ended up happening was I started to have talks with him and his partner about being the lead investors. And we ended up taking those talks off the table because I got introduced to somebody who was in the publishing business who wanted to bring somebody in who was going to raise a lot more money and allow us to do a lot more things. And that ended up not working. So I spoke with Norm again later in the year, said, you know, how do you feel about picking up the discussion? She said, fine. He said, but, you know, let's try to do it quickly. And maybe he was probably seeing something that I wasn't, which was the market mm-hmm. turning south. Mm-hmm. So in a way, it's not the best time to raise capital. But what we're really happy with and what I think it says about our company, the company that me and the other employees have built, is, look, in this market, nobody's really able to raise capital. And the fact that we were, I think says a lot about what we built here.
About the value that you built, that you brought to the table, no question about it. And as you know, my audience knows that I've been recognizing that and applauding you for that for some time now. And you are to be congratulated on that. But what were your, you know, most small business owners know about bootstrapping. We know about, you know, pulling our businesses up from the ground, from a blank sheet of paper, you know, making it into something with help, with a little more help than maybe some bank loans and a whole lot of hard work. What was the, if the economy hadn't been slow, would you have been tempted to have gone it alone a little bit longer?
No, because remember, you know, as I just mentioned, I was thinking about doing this
about a year ago. Already. Yeah.
Yeah, I was,
so,
right.
So
I was
the point I'm making here is don't wait till you get into a bind to look for help, because that's not the best bargaining place, is it?
Absolutely. I mean, I think Norm was trying to tell me that a couple of times last year, which was like, you know, but if you're going to do something, do it now. Do it quickly. Don't wait.
Right.
You know, by the way, we're still bootstrapping. Not much has changed. We're now able to invest in some more salespeople.
Right.
Planning on building a new website. But other than that, not much has changed.
But you've got to lever that capital into more opportunity, don't you?
That's right. What do investors want? They want growth.
Right.
So.
Right.
That's what we're.
How long did it take to talk about? How long did it take to align your exit strategy philosophies before you put the deal together? Is that a hard
really interesting. That's a really interesting question. I can't go into too much detail, but I don't think it was that hard.
Is an issue. I want to think about that. I want to come back to that in a second. But that is one of the big things, folks, when you bring in an investor. If you don't agree on and write down what the exit strategy is going to be for them, you could have a can of worms out in the future. Tintail, right back with our good friend Robert Levin. Stay with us. Little Joe Cocker bringing us back. Crazy, crazy Englishman. Still rocking after all these years. Just like me, I'm still rocking after all these years. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, a crazy American. Rob Levin is our guest. Robert Levin is the publisher of the New York Enterprise Report. Rob, give us your website, please.
It's nyreport.com.
Nyreport.com. They can find past reports there on your website?
Just about all of our articles that have been in the print magazine, some of them award-winning, are all available on the website, as well as events that we're doing and other people are doing in the New York area, blog posts, a whole bunch of information to help you run your business, and like you, a lot of experts on the site as well.
Absolutely. NYReport.com. Rob, we were talking about, and you're gracious enough and thoughtful enough and honest enough to tell us a little bit about your recent acquisition of capital and investors. And folks, this is, you know, I hope you admire Rob as much as I do for sharing these ideas with us, because you and I are learning from his experience. And Rob, that takes a lot of guts and courage and faith, and it takes a lot of class to do this. And I appreciate you doing this very much. I was talking we went to the break about the importance of, it's not just about the money, is it? I mean, you need to do business with people who you feel share your values for a lot of different things, don't you?
Absolutely. And you know, you asked me about the alignment of strategies and thoughts regarding exit. And I think we didn't have to talk much about it, because I understood their timeline and what was important to them. And it wasn't very different than mine. And at the same time, we both go in knowing, all right, this is kind of what the plan is, but who knows what's going to happen? You know, the plan kind of goes out the window once the bullets start flying. So, for the most part, we were in alignment, and that's important. I think back several years ago, there's another publisher in the New York area who was talking about investing in the company. He's been talking to me about that since the day we started, and I said, you know what? Why don't we have a number of breakfasts and lunches and talk about how we envision, you know, the company operating and things like that. And it was very apparent, and this is somebody I still have a relationship with, I still speak with all the time, but it was very apparent that the way he envisioned the business running and the way I envisioned were two different things. And, you know, it was just very mutual right away, saying, you know, this isn't going to make, this isn't going
to
work.
And so that's another reason not to wait until you're desperate to do this, because if you do, you're going to wind up, because you need the money, you're going to wind up doing a deal that you shouldn't have done. And that's that's worse than, I mean, that's just postponing the failure, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, well, and it's there's a lot of not only failure but agony and frustration,
brain damage, and casualty list. I mean, there's a lot of blood in those kinds of relationships.
Think about the reasons why you went into business in the first place. It's because you wanted to be in control. And if you know, when you take in investors, you're, no matter what the deal terms are, you're losing some control.
Right.
And if it's to the point where you're really not happy, then you kind of defeated the whole purpose.
Now, if I know Norm, as I think I do, and I don't know who your other investors are, but another thing that you're going to get out of this transaction, which is critical, in my opinion, when a small business takes on investor capital along with the investors, and that's to get make them part of your brain trust, to bring their expertise and their contacts and their experiences on. You're going to be able to benefit from a wealth of brain power there, aren't you?
Absolutely, and if you think about it, I'm getting these people that, if they were consulting, would be charging thousands of dollars an hour, and
right.
You know, believe me, I'm gonna take full advantage of that.
Well, and you also need to, if you can develop a good relationship with them, a good working relationship with them, you they're not only your partner in the business, but they're your partner in the challenges that you're trying to accomplish. Now you've got mentors, you've got people you can share things with, you can bounce things off of people, and if things aren't going all that well, you need to make them even more your partner, because then if there's a situation that you don't like, make it their situation that both of you don't like.
That's right. Well, everybody, of course, you know, everybody understands what's going on with the economy, and having these people to go to get advice is great, because you know, one of the challenges of being an entrepreneur is it gets very lonely. I mean,
right.
You know, who do you talk to about some of these issues?
Absolutely.
And to have very experienced people that have seen just about everything on your team and invested with you is great.
One of the other advantages of having investors. Hey, Rob, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
We'll see you next time. See you later. Rob Levin, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too, but I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.